Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Have you ever had an idea to make money? And you feel this excitement, this giddiness build in your belly, and you can almost feel the dopamine rush into your blood as you think about the future and what it holds for you when you make this a success. You can think about the time freedom you have, more money you have, the vacations you better go on, and also the validation you're going to be able to get from your peers. And then you start to realize very quickly that to be successful with this idea, to execute on this idea, means you've got to do things that are a little bit uncomfortable. And as you realize this, you start to feel the anxiety build up, the dopamine washes away and fades, and you start to query and question whether you can actually do this. And so what happens is you start to then look for other things to do with getting this venture off the ground. You start to look at all the other fun things to do when it comes to building a business from scratch and making money. And you look at all the enjoyable things to do. You start to do a logo design. You start to do a website. And over time, the excitement that you first had about this venture starts to fade as you realize that putting yourself out there is the one thing that you do have to do to make money. And if you've experienced that, then this episode is for you. So my name is Lloyd Ross, and this episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast is actually how to execute on ideas. Because everybody can have an idea, okay? Everyone has an idea, but very few people can execute. And the reason for that is because they get addicted to the dopamine of the idea. They get addicted to the mental masturbation of what their life's going to be like when they have success in it, and they fail to actually go and do the things required to get it going. The reason is because those things are uncomfortable. You can be rejected, humiliated, and judged. In fact, you will be. And this is what prevents people from actually making money. So, how do you make money, and why are these things important? Why are these feelings of humiliation, rejection, and judgment required for you to make money? Because you have to go out and do things that you're not good at. And the only way to learn entrepreneurship and separate yourself as an entrepreneur from a wantrepreneur, those who want to be an entrepreneur but don't do the right activities, are for you to do the actual activities that work and do them at a scale that gets your venture off the ground. Most people fail at both. But if you do the right things, you're halfway there. Then it's about doing those right things at scale. Because if you're doing the right things and you're not moving, then it means you're not doing enough of the right things. And so this combination of these two things will get you making money. So here's an example. In the beginning of this episode, I spoke about doing all the fun things, the things that bring you joy, or not doing anything at all, and just sitting in this mental masturbation of what the future may look like when this succeeds. But you're not putting any meat on the bones. You're not doing any activities that will move it forward. So doing the right things, what are doing the right things when it comes to making money? Well, the right things are, one, having a very compelling offer to solve a problem for someone. So for example, if you are in network marketing and your products help people lose weight, then it's you having an understanding that it actually helps you do that too. If you've got a business in helping people, effectively build a business, so you're a business coach, you have to have a solution to their problem. Okay. If you are, let's say, a dentist, then you have to have a compelling offer to help someone fill the hole in their teeth to help them stop the pain. Okay. So it doesn't matter what you do to make money, you have to have a compelling offer that either saves someone money, saves them time, entertains them, or increases their social status amongst their peers. They're the four core things that your offer should do. It should alleviate some sort of pain. Now, if you have something like that, where you've experienced some benefit of a product or a service you've used, you can turn around and help other people with that. This is how all businesses start. And in fact, most businesses begin in the complaints department. They don't begin, on top of in a yacht in the, in Europe in summer. They begin in the complaints department. So there's some sort of pain that people are experiencing, and that's where most businesses or business ideas reside. And so if your particular idea that you came up with, your, excited about and everything. My question to you is, what problem does it solve for people? Because if it doesn't solve a problem, then it's just a fluffy idea with no meat on it. Okay, so you've got to get very clear on what is the problem you intend to solve, and is it a problem that people really want to solve? Is it desirable? Is it measurable? Is it statable? Is it, can you measure the pain, and do people have a desire to solve it? And if they do, then you've got a good offer to go, okay? Now, if that's the case and you have that, and a lot of people, if you get into, again, affiliate marketing, network marketing, coaching, consulting, professional services, e-commerce product, whatever it is you're in to make money, you have to have a product or service that is offered to someone to solve a problem and alleviate their pain. If you don't have that, then your idea sucks. And it's going to remain an idea. You're never going to be able to bring it to life because you can't measurably help someone solve the problem. It's impossible. You can't do it. So no one's going to pay you. So get very clear first on the problem you solve, and then you can go out and start to solve it. So the next step, the right activities I'm talking about here, the next right activity is to actually go out to the marketplace and talk to people about it. And the simplest way to do that is to get your phone. If you're not even on social media, you're on YouTube because you're watching this, or you're listening to Spotify, wonderful. And if you are enjoying this, please share this episode, leave us a 5-star review, and click the subscribe button on YouTube and leave us a comment. Okay, so if I get my phone, right, and I start out, now you've got contacts in your phone. So the very first thing you do, and this is what I did when we first started in network marketing, I used a product that helped me lose 12 kilos in 49 days with no exercise. I was flabbergasted. I was shocked. I had a photo before, after. It was obvious, statable, measurable, desirable. Other people were overweight like me and probably needed a solution. I'm like, this is great. I think I can know some other people who need to solve this problem. So I took my phone out, went to the contacts, and started text messaging my connections and friends with my photo saying, hey, just did this program, you know, just curious, are you looking to lose weight yourself this summer? Simple, that's all I did. And it was a yes, no response, yes or no. And some said no, right? My best friend at the time said, no, please never message me again. I was like, okay, fine, that's okay. You know, I didn't take it personally, just wasn't ready. But this is when the rubber meets the road. If you can't pick up your phone and offer to your connections in your phone the offer to solve the problem, whatever it is you're selling, you can't do that, your idea's gone. You'll never execute. Now, what's cool about social media is it makes business building and business launching very, very simple compared to the old days. You don't have to cold call. You don't have to door knock. You can, but you don't have to. You don't have to put television ads on. You don't have to put radio ads on. You can. You can letterbox drop. You can. But you don't need to. You can put Google ads up. You can put Facebook ads up. You can do organic posting. You can jump on LinkedIn. You can jump on TikTok. There's people everywhere. But the one thing that separates people that actually make money and those that don't is their ability to send that message. That is the trick. You either got to do a post and attract people in, and you do a post saying, hey, you just did this program, feel amazing. Comment me below if you're struggling too. If you can't do that, and you can't message someone, you're gone. You're dead. You're finished. You'll never be successful in business. This is the right activity. The activity is get a good offer that works and solves a problem. Okay, got that. Next is go and ask people if they have the problem they want it solved. Either post about it, which is called advertising, or message them, which is effectively a prospecting exercise. You've got to go and sort and sift to see who has the problem. Then you've got to actually say, well, if they say, yes, I've got the problem, I need to solve it, then you've just got to say, great, if there was a way where you could solve that problem, would that be of value to you? Yes or no? Yes, great. Let's jump on a call. Great. Jump on this webinar. Great. Watch this video. Great. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Sold. Done. Yeah, then you've got an ability to make money. That's it. So the two good core activities are, well, let's call it three activities. One activity is being able to actually have friends. So that's building a network. Now, if you've got contacts in your phone, you've got social media friends of, say, 100 or 50, you're good. You can do it, right? So connecting with new people is critically important. So that's called building a network, okay? If you want a good book about that, I'm reading this book at the moment called Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, okay? It's about networking. Now, once you build your network, you get your phone contacts, you get social media contacts, whatever it is, then the next step is you've got to advertise, which is like, hey, I just used this thing. This is the problem I had. This is how it was solved. Comment something below if you want to solve it too, or comment something if you want to learn more, or DM if you want, whatever. You've got to give them indication that you have solved this problem. And then you have to then structure and write it in such a way that compels them to step to you and say, hey, I also have this problem. Yes, I'd like to learn more. That's called advertising and copywriting. That's a really important profit skill you got to actually master. And I talk about it in my book, Money Buys Happiness. This is one of the profit skills, copywriting, okay? Critically important. But you just start. It's not that hard. I had a buddy of mine today just start in this new business. He just did one little post, like one sentence, and has all these people DMing him. It's not that difficult, right? Then the third activity is you got to actually reach out to people and say, hey, I'm running this event. Hey, I'm running this web class. Hey, I just use this product and these are my results. Do you know anyone that wants to get same results? Hey, do you know anyone who wants to da, da, da? Like, just ask. You got to text them on your phone, get onto LinkedIn, get onto Facebook, get onto Instagram and flip and message them. People follow you, ask them what they followed you for. Hey, what brings you to my neck of the woods? What can I serve you with today? Oh, I'm looking to do that. Great. What have you tried so far? Well, what are you wanting to achieve? Well, what's stopping you? This, this, and this. If there was a way we could solve that, would that help? Yes. Great. If I could do that for you, would that be of value? Yes, please. Great. Here's my offer. Yes or no? Yes. Great. Pay me the money and I'll help you. This is business. So the right activities are connecting with people. If you can do it at scale with social media, it's ridiculous. Now you can do it in your undies at 10 p.m. at night. It's a joke. You don't have to door knock. It's just immense. It's unbelievable. And what's more unbelievable is people aren't leveraging it. Second is advertise. Okay. Post about it. Third, ask people about it. So connect, post, or advertise, and then ask. There are three activities. Now, if you understand those three activities and you do them, you're going to suck when you first start, of course. You're not going to know what to say and how to. Don't worry about it. You're not going to run out of people. There's like literally 2 billion just on Facebook's apps. I think you're going to find some people, 2 billion. Anyway, so let's say you do the right activities. Now, this is where people fail. If they know the activities, and remember, I've been coaching and teaching people how to do this for a decade, longer. And I notice if they have the activities down pat, which is great, and it's cool to learn them, and you've got to learn them, then the second thing that prevents them bringing that venture to life and executing and having success is they don't do it at scale. They don't do it enough. So if they've got the right activities, then they don't do the right activities enough. That's the next thing that holds them back. And if you're struggling to make money, this is probably what's holding you back. So for example, I was speaking to one of our students this week. She just started with us in our mentorship program. And she said, Lloyd, I do want to get this going. I want to get this venture off the ground. I was like, great. What do you think the right activities are? And she told me, and she was correct. Bang, bang, bang. That's correct. They're the right activities. And I said, well, how many of these activities are you going to do? She said, well, look, I might post on social media once a week. And straight away I went, so, oh, you mean once a day, yeah? And so she's like, what? And it's just me mentoring and helping her understand that once a week advertising is just nowhere near enough. Like, that's like when I was in a property business, the way we'd do marketing back then was we'd do outbound telemarketing, right? Now, if you're wanting to grow yourself, go do some outbound telemarketing. And I was running a team there. And like, if we did 10 calls for the day, we'd have no appointments. And so that's the right activity, but the scale was wrong. The sheer number was not correct. And so it's the same when it comes to doing these basic marketing exercises on, you know, to get your venture off the ground. You've just got to play bigger. You got to do more. And I've heard Gary Vaynerchuk talk about it too. I think he puts out 35 pieces of content a day. Like we do, I think we might do 10 a day. Like we post a lot for our businesses on social media. We do a lot, but I want to amplify that too. I want to do 35. So it's like, how do I do more, right? Scale is important. Scaling the basic activities is how you win. And so when it comes to posting, post a lot. And then you've got to do different types. You've got to do one to nurture your audience, one to grow your audience, and one to sell to the audience in a correct way to attract them and help them step into your shop, which is in your DMs. And then you have to have a predictable way of actually then solving the problem for them, which is how you make money. And once you learn how to make your first dollar, which is what a lot of our students do, they make their first dollar, then it's a matter of just amplifying the activities. That's pretty much it. And it's just numbers. And I think what scares people is like, whoa, that's a lot of numbers. Compared to what? Like what the person you're messaging doesn't get 1,000 messages. They just get one. You know? So like we used to do this thing many years ago, building a network marketing business. And I would challenge those coming in to say, well, look, send 100 messages today. They're like, 100? I'm like, yeah. Like you either send 100 in the next 12 months or you send 100 in one day. Like how soon do you want to be successful? Just rip the bandaid off and go. And then what happens is they hit the next obstacle in their business, which is wonderful because you just want to keep hitting obstacle after obstacle. You just want to get to the next obstacle. Is, well, I've run out of people. We'll go connect with more people. Then they realize that the networking part, the connecting part is equally as important. Then it's to message and prospect and advertise. And then it's to send them to a tool to help them solve the problem and make the sale. And it's just those things done over and over and over. It doesn't matter what business you're in. You could be in coaching, consulting, professional services, accounting, bookkeeping, what, doesn't matter. Network marketing, products, affiliate marketing, anything. All that matters is how many people have seen your offer today? How many people have seen your story today? That's all that matters. And there's no room in the box for an excuse, just a number. As one of my mentors, Michael Klaus, used to say, there's no room for excuses. Like, how many eyeballs or ears saw your offer today? Four. Well, maybe 400 would be good. So how do I get 400? Well, let's go and start putting some things in place for you to get more people, more offers, more eyeballs on your offer. Does that make sense? So there's the first step of actually turning your idea and executing in it is to make sure that it very clearly solves an identifiable problem and that there's a desire for those people to solve it. That has to happen. Then what activities are you doing to get their eyeballs and their ears onto that? Those are the three core activities I mentioned. Are you doing them? And then if you are doing them, the third step is, are you doing them at the right numbers, at scale? Like, you could be like, oh yeah, I messaged one person, you know what I mean? So just scale up the activity. And this is how you bring your idea to life. And of course, it takes a tremendous amount of action. Of course, there's moments of humiliation and judgment and rejection. There has to be. You have to go faster and harder, and you have to be more aggressive with it. And this is why you haven't had success in other ventures you've done, because no one's told you this absolute fact. And I'm glad you're listening or watching this, because you need to know. You know, Mario Andretti, the famous race car driver, he had this great saying. He, a famous Indy car driver, lost his legs. Mario Andretti maybe lost his legs in a crash in Indy. Anyway, he used to say that in Indy car racing, when they interviewed him, he said, you know, if everything feels like it's in control, you're not going fast enough. And so there's an element of you just understanding you're going to just lose control a bit. Like, you know, if you send 100 messages and you get like 50 replies, like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. That's part of success. That's part of you scaling. There has to be elements of like, I feel a bit out of control here. And your addiction to complete control is stopping you growing. And so just let it go. Right? If Mario Andretti can do it, I know he lost his legs. If Mario Andretti can do it, you can do it. Okay. And so lose control a bit. If everything feels like it's in control, you're not going fast enough. So right activities, tick. Well, firstly, right offer, tick. Right activities, tick. And are you doing them in the right numbers? Tick. If you are, you're going to win. Okay. And of course, it's going to take a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 of you doing this. This is what you signed up for. This is entrepreneurship. And if you're not excited about that prospect, it's not for you. Stay in your job and then live the life that you're designing for yourself if you're not prepared to do it, right? So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode. I really wanted to do it because I know a lot of you are struggling to get your idea up and running. So hopefully this gives you some inspiration to do it. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode on the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.